In Mexico, this Christmas season coincides with the halfway mark of President Vicente Fox's 6-year term. Things are not going well for President Fox, especially on the economic front. Unemployment has soared, the economy remains flat, and a package of badly needed structural reforms remains stuck in the opposition-controlled Congress. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports that on the streets of Mexico City, people are feeling the pinch and are expressing frustration.
One telling year-end indicator of Mexico's economy can be found in the poinsettia gardens of Xochimilco in the south of Mexico City. Each year here, sellers display their plants by the millions in outdoor stalls. The leaves form a field of bright red and white that spreads for miles. So far this chilly December, there have been few shoppers. 68-year-old Mexico City housewife Raquel Garcia is out picking up her annual batch, but she says she's being more thrifty than in recent years. She says she depends on her 5 children for support, and this year 3 of them have lost their jobs.
No, este año sí estuvo medio.
It's been a very bad year for work and for money. I've seen it through my kids, she says. I always buy my poinsettias, but this year I'm buying less, however many my few coins will afford me. One nearby vendor, Leonardo Arellano, spends his morning sorting tulip bulbs under a white canopy. His Christmas plants stand ignored. He says sales are off by a third. It's the economy, he says. The people are worried about simply having enough to eat. Arellano blames his economic woes on Mexico's president, Vicente Fox. When Fox defeated the Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, in 2000, it generated enormous hope among Mexicans, 40% of whom live in extreme poverty. Fox promised 7% growth and 1 million new jobs a year. Instead, some 400,000 manufacturing jobs have left for cheaper countries. Growth has barely climbed above 1%. Much of the reason lies with Mexico's dependence on the weakened U.S. economy for more than 80% of its exports. But Mexico also needs a series of fundamental fiscal reforms. Mexico has one of the lowest tax collection rates in Latin America, leaving the government perennially starved for cash and overly dependent on its national oil industry. Gabriel Olivares is an independent economist in Mexico City. He credits Fox for keeping inflation low and the economy stable, but says that's not enough. On a macroeconomic level, the numbers look good, he says. But if pressures for public spending increase, it will become necessary to accommodate those costs. I think that each year, without structural reforms, Mexico has less and less room to maneuver. To bolster government coffers, Fox proposed levying a 10% tax on food and medicine. But critics attacked the plan, saying it would hurt Mexico's poorest. The PRI, which controls opposition in Congress, last week voted down Fox's proposal. As Christmas approaches in Mexico City, the economic mood remains uncertain. And on many street corners, Christmas trees are starting to pile up. Tree vendor Irena Sevilla says she has dropped her price from about $50 to $35, but the cautious public still isn't buying.
Es un lujo nada más. Es un lujo.
The trees are a luxury, she says. Sales are very low. Customers stop by and say they'll think about it, but then they turn around and leave. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.